International pressure on the Mexican government to clarify and stop the murders of women in the northern border state of Chihuahua is picking up steam. Leading the demand is a growing cross-border movement of women's and human rights organizations. Kent Patterson has more from Ciudad Juarez.
Protesters march across a bridge that separates El Paso, Texas, from Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. The demonstrators demand that the Mexican government clear up and prosecute the murders of more than 300 women in Chihuahua State. At least 90 of those victims are believed to have died at the hands of a serial killer or killers. Speaking before the march, Texas State Senator Elliot Shapley urges residents to speak out against the brutal killings that have gone on since 1993.
If we do not send a message to those who are committing the most heinous of murders in Juarez, where torture and rape, where people's faces are carved off with acid in Juarez today, then who are we in our community to sit silent while this is going on?
Throughout Mexico and the United States, different groups are taking on the issue of the murdered women. In El Paso, 2,000 youth recently attended a rock benefit held to educate people about the serial murders and domestic violence. Co-organizer Jessica Yadamindi is a student at the University of Texas who grew up in Juarez amid the killings.
So women were afraid, and they had every right to be afraid, because the authorities weren't doing much about the murders, and neither were they doing anything about any other case of violence against women. So women were afraid, but the general attitude of the people was just to accept it, which is very sick, in my opinion.
Do you think the population got numbed into accepting that this is a quote-unquote normal thing that goes on?
Yes, I think that goes back to the status of women's rights. They just accepted it as something that just happened. And since they all blamed the authorities, they all felt, I think the general feeling was that impotence. We really couldn't do anything about it.
But today, more people are doing something about the violence. In a Juarez convention hall, Chihuahua State Governor Patricio Martinez inaugurates the first joint government-citizen working group set up to review the murders and pursue justice for the victims and their family members. The working group was established following pressure from Mexican activists and their supporters. Another key demand of women's organizations was also partially met when the Mexican government recently agreed to the renewed involvement of the FBI in the murder probes. Vicky Caraveo coordinates several Juarez women rights organizations. Caraveo welcomes the FBI.
We want them to participate in a real way they know how to participate, investigating, seeing the evidence, seeing the DNA, seeing the bodies there, the clothes, the bodies, the hair, the things they have in storage, to see if they can find or understand the mentality of the serial killers.
But some fear that a recent political scandal in Juarez over FBI agents allegedly stepping into Mexico without permission to arrest train robbers could complicate the serial murders investigation. Victor Munoz co-chairs the Coalition Against Violence Toward Women and Families in El Paso.
What is really interesting now, what happened in Anapra, where there's big headlines that the FBI invaded Mexico's territory, it probably will play on groups that do not want the FBI at all. And they could be political groups, and it could be people that are actually concerned on U.S. Intervention in Mexico again. But it also would be of concern to some of the people that actually have something to hide.
Justice, no peace! No justice, no peace! No justice, no peace!
Although the clamor to halt the violence against women is growing, the problem was once again dramatized with the recent discovery of two bodies in empty lots. For Common Ground, I'm Kent Patterson reporting from Ciudad Juarez.